Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on another level.
Hey, is it just me? Is it just me? Or when Mike makes that fake, it looked like that's part of how he was praying when Kansas City. Can I make a confession, Mike? Can I make a confession, bro? I cut the game off, dog.
When I text you,
damn. And I got off, like, bro, I cut the game off.
In 13 seconds, Jay?
I cut it off, and I did not think, for those of y'all that don't know, man, welcome to another episode, my bad, of the Next Level Living Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, I know y'all smiling, because Crystal is back. Q, let me get like a bam, 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 bam. Crystal is back.
Hey! Hi, y'all.
Back, cuz.
Hey, can we get a Gucci you. Man? That's my dog. That's my dog, Michelle. Sorry.
I ain't mad at you.
Thank you to the Caucasian community.
Okay, there you go.
I don't even.
Just shout out. I want to shout out everybody, Jay.
That's two sessions. That's two segments. He's got random and he's got awkward. You know what I'm saying? But no, man, welcome back to another episode. We're going to get to you, Mike, in a minute, man. But ladies first. How you feeling, cuz?
Man, because I'm just feeling blessed. I'm feeling blessed that I have air in my lungs. I'm feeling blessed that I'm just here today, you know, with you guys. And I love y'all. So I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
We love you too. Glad you back. People was just like, oh, how come? I'm like, bro, you ain't paying attention? She was dealing with some stuff. She'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? She's dealing with some family. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody replaced her. She's irreplaceable.
No, I appreciate y'all love and support, like checking on me every day and just letting me feel the love, telling me y'all love me and just checking on my heart. Like that was very, very helpful and important for me. And I appreciate y'all for real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you, man. For sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mike, I know you're feeling good. For those of y'all that don't know, for everybody, shout out to all of our Next Levelers that's watching this on YouTube. But for all of our Next Levelers that's listening to this on the podcast, whether Google Play, Spotify, whatever, you know what I'm saying, Apple, you can't see what Mike is wearing, but he got that Kansas City red. He got that Kansas City red. Mahomes, my homeboy.
Let him know.
Mike, talk to me. Just I carved out just a few minutes to talk about this. Epic.
Jay.
Epic. What we talking about this episode, Chris?
When life happens. That's what we're talking about.
When life happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Look, and that's two ways. The beauty or the bad. Life happens. For Kansas City fans, for those of y'all that don't know, Mike is a diehard Kansas City fan. I'm a fan of greatness. I'm a fan of the Cowboys, but I root for the Mahomes. I root for Kansas City because they greatness. I wish.
And I'm a Saints fan, but just because you're so excited, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be here with you next year. Saints gonna be there though, so I ain't worried about
it. That's why you're my girl. Don't worry, Chris. When I come visit you, I'm bringing you some Kansas City gear.
See Chris,
for sure.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's all good. Hold on, Judas.
Mark. Awkward.
Hold on. Awkward. Random. She ain't loyal.
Right.
Just saying.
But Mike,
I'm loyal to my team, not to your dream. Sure.
Well, we may play y'all in the Super Bowl. I'm rooting for the Rams, even though that's a tougher play for me.
They're not paying attention, Chris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they not here.
You know what,
they not here no more.
Cowboys get Sean Payton.
Bro,
okay, so I'm about to hang up. No. I think the end of this episode is now. I'm about to hang up. Wow. You gonna do that?
He just stepped down.
I know that. And you talking about hopefully his Cowboys get him.
I'm just saying, but at least when you
that's
come over,
loss
you
can maybe blue. Those are fighting words. That's like right. That's like your girl.
Chris, you gotta go somewhere. Where you want him to go?
Not with y'all.
Shoot. Hey, I don't want him. I just don't want him in my division. They said Denver could get him too. Sorry. We're getting distracted. This was about the Chiefs. Let me not distract y'all. Jay, tell them about the Chiefs. Go ahead.
So yeah, so and for the people that's listening, that's probably like what they talk like, don't check out just yet. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. It's a very close game, right? This is gonna see who was gonna go to the AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. And they were playing the
The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, phenomenal team. Josh Allen, phenomenal quarterback. They go back. The game is back and forth. The other team actually got the lead, and was just like, oh my god, they just scored. They're up by like, I don't know, 3-4 points. It's only 11 seconds or 13?
13. They was up by three. We were up by four. And they made an amazing play, and we just believed. Matter of fact, can I just bring it down, and then you break it down from there, Jay?
I'm gonna break it down because I'm quick, and you be a little long winded. I want you to break it down, but can you just
But I don't have the same tact.
I mean, just be mindful that this is not a sports show. Because if it's me and you, my boy, we could talk this talk all day. I got you. But for the sake of our listeners that we could care less about football, I want to let them know significance, and then we tie it into the episode. Go for it.
Okay. So in 60 seconds, y'all, this game is riding on everything. We are two games away from the Super Bowl. So whoever wins this game goes to the game that is the championship for your conference, which ultimately could lead to the greatest show on earth, right? So we got that. 45 seconds left. So we hear this. We got 2 minutes, y'all. And so in this 2 minutes, we are up. They make a fantastic play, and all of a sudden, we're scrambling to try to meet them. But 2 minutes is enough time for Mahomes. We've been there before. We score, but their quarterback surprises us, and he makes a drive that is so outstanding that it leaves even us shocked. We've never seen somebody come back and do what we didn't expect and put them up by three with 13 seconds left. Y'all, this is when Jay checked out. Jay, what did you do?
So I saw it was 11 or 13 seconds left. I saw 13. The other team was up, and I text you and was just like, damn, like I felt bad for you. Put my phone over and literally took my butt to sleep. Woke up the next morning. My wife came in the office. How did the Chiefs come back and win? I said, you lying. I cussed sports. Like, see the two plays they made within seconds? To allow them to get the position to win the game, I was just like this is different. They tied it up, went into overtime, and then Mahomes won the overtime with a touchdown. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So when life happens, I to the Bills fans, I'm watching devastated. They crying, they holding their wives. I'm thinking like, they acting like they just lost their cousin. I'm like, it's just a – but not devastated when life happens.
Jay, let me tell you two things that triggered me was number one, being down 13 seconds, I felt like we were asking Mahomes to have to be a superhero yet again. And he's always doing something great. And he's always judged by the last great thing that he does. So I was mad because I knew the criticism that was going to come from him possibly not doing anything in 13 seconds when the odds were stacked against him. Number two, the quarterback on the other team, people were celebrating for having his best game, for possibly being as great as Mahomes. And I saw his family, his father and his mother celebrating in the box office. They kept going to that shot of his family, like just celebrating in our stadium about their victory. Like that hit me. When the enemy is celebrating on your
territory,
it hits different. When he celebrates in your place and your place of peace, your place that's successful, that's when it hits different. Y'all take it from here.
So Chris, that's a good point. So I used to, let me tell you what really began to check me. So now we off football. Now we on life. right? And I'm coming to you in a minute, Chris. This is what used to help me out. When you said something, right? When the enemy is celebrating on your territory, right? When they like, I used to, when me and Tracy would like be in a rough patch and I would have something slick I could say or something I can do or whatever that I knew might cause her to be hurt or frustrated or whatever. God has an interesting way of quickening me that says, hey, when you do that, one of two things are going to happen. Whatever decision you make, either I'm going to be smiling and happy or the enemy is going to be snickering. Mm-hmm. And that's really how I really kind of govern, in a sense, like my life. I'm always asking myself, like, man, if I do this, is God smiling or is the enemy snickering? And last time I checked, bro, I'm not Kevin Hart. I'm not some comedian to be having the enemy laughing at me. So now I have to check myself, check my ego. So before I respond, before I clap back, before I say whatever, before I swerve in traffic at somebody, right? Like when life happens, sometimes you get hit in the mouth. It's like, how do you respond? Yeah. And so now I'm all like, okay, am I going to do something, respond in the way where now I feel better and I feel good? Like I check my man, I let them know. But the enemy is like, ha ha, got him. Or am I going to respond to myself? Am I going to respond and deny myself? And then God is like, that's my God. That's my God. Righteous, holy, humbled himself. You know what I'm saying? Turn the other cheek. Like he's meek, not weak, not weak. He is meek in spirit. Like that's my God. And so every single day when life comes at us, you know what I'm saying? We have a decision to make. And so when you think about that, Mike, that's, you kind of trigger something in me because that's how I govern my life and how I respond. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's, can I talk about how it's justified, Chris? Like sometimes I feel like it's justified.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, they put our Savior up on that cross. He was innocent. I'm trying to be justified. You know, do I want to be justified or want to be righteous? You know what I'm saying? Like, do I want to be right or do I want to be righteous? And so for me, I'm like, okay, if I do this thing here, I feel better about myself because I checked my man. But God is shaking his head like, son, you don't get it. And while he's shaking his head and he's displeased, the enemy's like, yeah, I got him to operate off of feelings. Yeah, I got him to operate off of pride. Yeah, I got him to operate off of ego. And God is like, man, I wish you would operate off of humility. I wish you would operate off of love. I wish you would operate off of kindness. So for me, when life comes my way, what are we talking about today, Chris? Give it to him again.
When life happens, man.
And things come our way, we have an opportunity of like, how are we going to respond to it? And our response, you know, they say big time players make big time plays in big time games.
You're
baby.
Making me uncomfortable today. Come no, on, for Chris. Real. You're making me uncomfortable because listen, when life happens, that's when you really know who you are. Like you could be on cruise control most every day of your life. But when something drastic happens, that's what pulls every emotion out of you. And you like, okay, well, I want to do this before this happens. Or I want to be proactive instead of having a situation that I don't want to have to deal with in the end. So I don't necessarily want to, let's say you have a family relationship that didn't go right and you try to proactively make it better. And that person, like, you know, they did you wrong, but you go back to them and say, hey, you know what? I want to kind of resolve this situation. I don't like that there's tension. And then they come at you like, you the one that did something wrong. And you're like, wait, hold up. You never even apologize. I'm being the bigger person here. But now I'm feeling stupid because I'm like, should I even have come to you? Because now the whole situation is just confusing. And so when life happens and it's a drastic moment, like, you know, someone passes away or whatever the situation may be, maybe it's money issues. When life happens and you try to be the bigger person in a situation and you try to make sure things are resolved and then someone meets you with animosity or hate, that's when it really tests who you are. Because you're like, am I going to meet them back with animosity and hate? Or am I going to tell them like, look, you got your nerve. Or am I going to be like, okay, I'm going to wait for your time. I'm going to wait until you're mature enough to have this conversation. I'm going to wait till you're mature enough to grow and see how you are wrong. But in the meantime, I'm going to just do me. And that,
Hey, Chris, I'm in that position right now with someone I care about and I love dearly. And I cannot wait for the day when this person calls me with a contrary heart, a broken spirit, and says, you know what? I've been thinking. I'm sorry.
I see you.
Because Because I've already apologized. That little beef they had, even though I felt like it was small, and even though I felt like it was wrongly characterized, and I explained myself, and I feel like, okay, you being petty? I know y'all have no clue what I'm talking about, but I'm just expressing it. But I'm like, you know what? I apologize. Now let's talk about boom, boom, boom. Or you don't want to address that? Now when you come to me,
I can't move on if you don't address it.
Right. Right. So I'm just going to stay right here, though. You know what I'm saying? But our response to it, our response to when life happens. I think Will Smith said the best years ago, and I'm sure he got it from some other deep person. They probably got it from some other theologian. But, you know, life is not about what happens to you, but how you respond to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, so when life happens, it's like, what do you do with it? And what I love about the game, and there's a reason why we tie into the game. How many, was it 25 points scored in the last 2 minutes, Mike? It was
24, yep, 24.
I need y'all to understand something here. Yeah. There are national football teams with guys who make millions of dollars, and at the end of the game, the score will be like 6-9.
Yeah.
They will play whole four quarters. Yep. What level of excellence do you have to be on to where your top players, this has never been done before, on both sides of the team, score 24 points? Last 2 minutes of a game.
This would have been a perfect Super Bowl.
Well, when life happens. So when the Chiefs score and it's a minute and 30 seconds left, Buffalo come back full score. And when they score and it's 45 seconds left, boom, the other team come back and score. And when they score and it's 13 seconds left, the other team comes back and score. Like, this is like epic stuff. So when I'm looking at the game, Mike, I'm looking at my life. Mm. And I'm like, man, how many times was I down a whole touchdown with 3 minutes left?
I just gave
up. Like, it ain't gonna happen. That's why I be wanting to pop Jewel in her mouth. My little girl said a cuss word the other day. A four-letter word. You know what it was? I can't. I said, what you say? I can't do it. I said, boo-boo, don't you dare curse in my house. Why? You can do all things through Christ, boo-boo. And that's what I was reminded. As long as there are seconds on the clock, as long as there's breath inside my lungs, it's still possible for a W.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And so I was watching the game, Mike, and then I cut it off because even me, because I'm thinking like Mahomes is my guy. If I had a franchise and I could choose any quarterback, it would not be Breeze. I mean, it would not be Rodgers. It wouldn't be Brady. It would be Mahomes, bro. He got the juice. He got the full package for me. His heart, his spirit, his leadership, his confidence. He got the full package.
Yeah.
Even me, I was like, 13 seconds? Yeah, they did it.
Hey, for real. Let me say this.
Come on, talk about it.
When I was with my grandma, the week she passed away, she wasn't my best.
I'm sorry, Chris. I was waiting for you to share it, but you want to go ahead and let them know, you know, why you missed the last 2 weeks and you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so cool. I missed the last couple weeks because my grandmother wasn't doing so well and she ended up passing away. Now, my grandmother was, you know, there my whole life. She was my best friend. So I would talk to her about everything. And the week that I was with her and she was saying a couple words here and there, I was just sitting there like, wait, grandma, like, you know, who am I going to talk to now? And then God was like, hey, like, you know, I'm right here, right?
Wow.
And I was like, yo, I am so caught up in this side of it that I'm not even realizing when life is happening, God is still right here.
Oh, God is still right here. Talk, Chris.
And so I was like, yo, I really had to step back because I completely forgot about God for a second. Mercy. I forgot that he's going to be there no matter what, through times, through generations, through dimensions. He's going to be there through everything. And I was like, wow. And I had like a peace come over me because I had forgotten about God.
Mm.
And so this process has been very difficult, but I think that it's reminding me that I can't keep leaning on myself to try to make sense of everything.
Yeah.
And so, when life happens, God's still like, look, whatever way we going together.
Chris came. That's a word. I could see that too. Like, man, grandpa, our last few moments, who am I going to talk to now? And God is like, boo-boo, the one who made your grandma, the one who made you. Like, mm-hmm. I've been here the whole thing. It was a three-way call. Mm-hmm. You didn't realize mm-hmm. it, but I tapped your line.
Right.
It was, you know what I'm saying? It was her. It was my spirit that tapped on her that said, check in with Crystal. So no times, mm-hmm. Chris, got a call from your grandma. You was like, man, grandma, this was the perfect time. And God was like, that was me working on your behalf. You know, those times, grandma and invited her to a trip or said something to make her day, that was God using you to God was like, I was always in the mix. I'm here today, yesterday, and forevermore. I ain't going nowhere, boo-boo. I am the undefeated, undisputed, heavyweight champion of everything pure, everything holy, everything kind, and I ain't going nowhere. Like, man, God is so good. You want to just talk a little bit? We talk about when life happens. Yeah. Life is happening with grandma. Come on, talk about, because me and the kids watched for the first time the editing skills. Mike, I don't know if you saw the tribute video she made. She made like a 7-8 minute tribute video with her talking over it, music, and it was like scenes from them going to different countries. Y'all some of the most travel God I never met. You want to just kind of talk about some of the different places you and your grandma went through, maybe some of the experiences. I know Mike will share some of them. This would be a short one today. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Ever since I was little, she would take, her and my grandfather would take me and my sister and my brother on trips all across the country. So we would drive to Canada. We would stop in every state. And my love for traveling really started with my grandmother. And so when I got older and I was able to take her places, it was like, okay, where do you want to go? And so she was like, well, I haven't been on a cruise and since my anniversary, like since my with my grandfather. So she was like, I would really like to just travel. And cruises, you know, you can go multiple places, one trip. Typically. And so we've been to Dominican Republic, Grand Turks, Curacao, all the like Mazatlan. We've been at least to, I would say, like 10 different countries together. And so it's been beautiful. And she was older. She was in her 80s when we started traveling, really. And so she was still like, my grandma still had this shape. She would wear her bathing suit and it would just be like, okay, grandma. And people would be like, oh my gosh, your grandma's just so beautiful. And she's just had a lovely spirit. She talked to everyone. She showed love to everyone. She didn't care. She didn't have hate in her heart. People that did her wrong, she was still like, it's okay. Like, you can come over for dinner. Like, I don't, you know, I know that you're going through something. I know that that's not a reflection of me, but that's a reflection of you. And so she gave people second chances, but she also was very smart about what she did with her time and what she did with her relationship with God. Like that woman was just, she was an angel. She was really an angel. And so she was in the church when she was younger, and then she left the church for a minute, but then she went back to the church because she was like, nothing in the world is as good as I felt when I was in church. So I was like, what? So her relationship with God got stronger, and she encouraged us all to, you know, just build that spiritual relationship. She was like, you know, she was Seventh-day Adventist, but she didn't force people to become Seventh-day Adventist. She was like, no, your relationship with God is more important than, you know, she's like, I don't care what you're choosing, but your relationship with God needs to just be strong. And I'm just like, my grandma was the one of one for sure.
Hey
Mike, I was watching the video. I'm thinking like, yo, grandma got style, grandma got some sass. I get it now. Like her heart, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That was passed down to you. You know what I'm saying? And we all love, you know what I'm saying, your mama, Chris, but she gangster. She got that gangster streak. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on my hood.
You know what I'm saying? But, but I could see that gentle, sweet, patient side. I could see that, you know what I'm saying, coming from your group. So thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, my bad.
Man, it's crazy because I haven't spoken on this before, but about Jay and I, we talked about us having COVID and getting past it and things like that. Well, recently, somebody was like a father figure to me. He actually contracted COVID here, and his conditions just weren't subsiding, and he ended up getting admitted to the hospital. Found out that he actually had COVID pneumonia and some clots on his lung, and so he's just been going through a lot, and it's just been really close to home, you know. So life happening is really just like Crystal said; it just shows you who you are. And I've been watching one of the strongest people in my life kind of just hold it together, just stay focused, stay prayed up, stay encouraging. And it's crazy because when you look to someone else to be strong, you wonder who they look to be strong, you know?
Yeah.
And them looking to God, them having that foundation makes it possible for me to redirect my focus. And like Crystal said before, like, I wasn't giving God that number one space to be able to encourage me first. I was looking to it from someone on earth that I always was used to encouraging me. And it's just like, you know what? I have that number one source. I got access to that. And so I got to take advantage of what I do have access to, which is that almighty power from God as well. So anybody out there that's dealing with stuff, y'all, we all feeling it. Jay has encouraged us from the beginning of this month, talking about releasing to receive and things like that, y'all. But I really believe that in this season, y'all, we got to release what it is that we want most for what it is that God's plan that he has for us, because it's better and bigger than anything that we could ever think or imagine. And I'm truly committed to holding on to that, whether it's moving to Atlanta and just knowing that God's ordering my steps, whether it be this podcast going virtual and not being able to touch my brother, my sister no more, right? For the time being, whatever the case may be, I just want y'all to be encouraged and just know, like, God got us, man. Like, God got us, regardless if you see it or not. They say when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. Go ahead, Jay.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, I'll say this in closing. Great dialogue, by the way. I'll say this in closing. You know, when life happens, right? That's what we've been talking about. When life happens, that's when we have to focus on the one who gives life.
Mm.
At the end of the day, when life happens, because things just happen. And it's like, man, this sucks. Man, this is painful. So my advice for everyone, y'all heard what Crystal said. Y'all heard what Mike said. Like, when life happens, that's really when you put your focus on the one. Crystal just lost her grandmother, like, best friend. I don't think there was anybody in the world, Chris, I could be wrong, that was closer to you, that had your heart more than grandma. And you said, who am I going to talk to now? God was like, I'm always here. Mike looked at someone that was like a big brother, like an uncle, like a mentor to him, fighting for his life. And he wondered, like, man, like, this is somebody who was so strong. Like, who do I look to now? God is like the almighty, the all-powerful, the all-wise, the all-knowing. He's always been here. When life happens, focus on when that gives you life. And that's how you're going to live your life on the next level, man. Y'all be blessed. We'll see y'all next week. I'm on another level.